I do want to start the program literally on a sad note, and that is a man who I've known for the best part of 40 years, I kind of guess, one of the great business journalists of his generation, Barry Dunstan, the former business editor of the Melbourne Herald, and also he was, along with that, I think The Age at one stage he might have been, great columnist on superannuation in the Australian Financial Review in more recent years, has passed away yesterday, aged 80. I thought it was worthwhile to get one of the men who'd hired him during Barry's career, and that is the ABC commentator and also columnist for the Australian newspaper, the former editor of The Age and the Financial Review, Alan Cole, a good friend of mine on the line. Alan, good evening to you. This is sad news, Barry passing away.
Very sad. I was very sad to hear about that, and really liked Barry. Enjoyed my collaborations with him over the years. He's a great bloke.
He died after suffering from cancer. Look, he was a man who'd reinvented himself a few times, because he was there when the Melbourne Herald clearly was closed down. He'd moved on from that time and ended up having a celebrated career writing superannuation for the Australian Financial Review, almost demystified it in the very early days.
Yeah, well, I hired him. I was editor in the mid-'80s, and I hired him in 1987 to come across from the Herald across to the AFR to write about super. I mean, in those days, it was all happening in super. And 1985 was when the Conciliation and Arbitration Commission inserted superannuation into awards. The employers fought back. They took it to the High Court. The Hawke government, Paul Keating, fought on behalf of the unions to get it into the awards, which it was done. And so during those years from 85 right through to 92, when the super guarantee legislation was passed by Paul Keating, there was just this tumult going on of change in superannuation. They were changing the taxation. They were introducing Brindle Awards. A whole lot of new industry funds were being set up at the time. And Barry was just right in the centre of it. He was the guy. I mean, he was the main writer on superannuation. He was incredibly well connected. He knew everybody in that industry, and he was just day after day. So I hired him to do a daily column on it, and he was just great. So it sort of took the Financial Review into the centre of that debate at the time, which was just fantastic.
And I must admit, during some of those periods, as it sort of grew the superannuation industry, and for a period of time, I went onto the board and then was the chairman of the investment committee of the Just Superannuation Fund, the industry player for the entertainment industry, which is now the Media Super Fund. Well, it was interesting to note that it was actually Barry, because of the skills in his writing, that came onto the board. And in fact, I left and went to London, and he went onto the investment committee also of that, because he was held in such high regard in terms of understanding the superannuation industry, but also, to be honest, I think having a pretty steady head and understanding the investment markets as well.
I imagine he carried you, Ross.
He probably did, if the truth be known, Alan, I'd have to say. But it is interesting to note that, you know, those skills that he learned could actually be put to practical application as well, and he certainly was highly accomplished in those sort of things.
He was, and, you know, he was just, as you said before, he was a business editor of the Melbourne Herald as well, so he was much more broadly connected and had a lot more knowledge than just on super. He was, and in fact, what happened was because he was, you know, such a wide kind of business journalist, he was able to put super into the context of business more generally. So it wasn't just, he wasn't just a narrow writer on superannuation. He contextualised, which was, I think, terrific for the readers at the time and business readers. So he was able to make it understandable for everybody, including the business readers of the Financial Review and the new members of these super funds.
And the one thing I would say about Barry Dunstan, all of his time, I never saw him really blow his cool. I never saw him get especially angry. He was a thorough gentleman, and not a garrulous character as some people are. He was actually a thoroughly decent man. And that was the one thing I think was a hallmark for him during his entire life.
And could be seen most lunchtimes at his beloved Athenaeum Club. Where he would go up for lunch most days and generally hold court on one of the tables there. It was great.
and talk Collingwood and no doubt pick up a few stories along the way. So to Barry Dunstan and his family, his passing is sad in his community of journalists who knew him for a long time and respected him as well. And also a good friend, Alan Kohler, the ABC commentator, and of course an accomplished journalist in his own right as well. And Alan, I appreciate your time here on the program this evening.
Not at all, Ross. Thank you.
Yeah, Barry Dunstan, champion fellow, I've got to tell you.